Good evening, Mikey Show and Freaky Fury. Just wanted to let you know that I'm on a 24-hour shift right now, and 8 of the 8 construction sites all have your show on and tuned in, ready for you all night long.
Nice. Very what do good. You do?
I'm actually a quality controller for a construction company, and got to drive around to these 8 sites throughout the evening and make sure everyone's doing what they're supposed to do.
You guys work at night?
Yeah, it's a night contract.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what do you like? What kind of construction is it?
It's actually electrical.
Interesting.
Wow. That's cool, yeah, dude. So. Hey, thank you for listening, and thank all those guys you see them for listening to us.
Yeah, it's all on their Bosch job site radios, too.
Very nice.
There you go.
Very cool. Oh, I love that thing. Thank you, bro. I appreciate it. I feel like I've rejuvenated a little
bit. Yeah, dude. That food was like instant energy.
Yeah.
I needed to get some food in me. All right. Sean, did you get something to eat?
Yeah, I did. Thank you.
Okay, cool. Let's see. Howard K. Stern is going to sue Rita Cosby.
Wow.
$60 million.
Wow.
The lawsuit.
I'm guessing, yeah, it's a lawsuit. He wants my money. Right? Sky, talk to me about the Howard K. Stern suit. Oh, wait. Let's ID. Eddie, can you take over for a second?
Yeah.
Broadcasting from the Cricket Wireless Studios.
You're listening to 28 Hours of the Mikey Show.
On KIOZ San Diego.
The following takes place between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
7 o'clock?
No, I just looked outside and it's dark.
Oh, my gosh. What just happened?
I don't know.
Wow.
But this is grubbing.
Oh, you had some? What are you eating?
I'm just eating the brisket.
Yeah, so good.
That's so good.
Just raw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. Raw brisket?
Well, not any bread or anything. I mean, it's cooked.
Is that how pandas do it, or I don't... Anyway.
Yeah.
So what's the deal with the...
The Anna Nicole lawsuit. No. So, Rita Cosby, you know, our girl, Rita Cosby.
Yeah. Tell us about it. What did she do?
Yeah. Rita Cosby wrote a book called Blonde Ambition, The Untold Story Behind Anna Nicole Smith's Death.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, I did.
What do you think of my book?
He is the baby. Yeah, he is the baby.
Well, I haven't read your book, Rita, but it, you know, like it's selling well, but... So in the book, she claims all this stuff like that Howard K. Stern and Larry Burkhead had a homosexual affair and videotaped it. She also alleges that Howard K. Stern and Larry Burkhead worked together after Anna Nicole died to manipulate the media and maximize their profits off of her death. So in this
book,
what
did you think of the two homos?
So basically, Howard K. Stern has just filed a lawsuit against Rita Cosby and her publishing company for $60 million.
Whoa.
For making false claims.
That's crazy.
Well, she's got to have some sort of proof.
Dude.
Well, somewhere. She said she cited the sources in the book when we spoke with her.
Well, she says her sources are like
it's
witnesses.
Like hearsay.
Yeah. And basically, and, you know, I've heard Howard K. Stern and Larry Burkhead talk about these, quote, sources. And they're like, yeah, like Anna Nicole hated that chick. That chick was like a clinger on. And she even tried to come visit the baby. And Anna told her to go away. And so these are the kind of sources, according to them, that Rita used in her book.
The brass incredible. Balls.
Yeah.
Huh. I wonder if that'll hold up in court.
Yeah. $60 million ain't no joke.
Rob, is there any update on the Boston Red Sox score?
How are we looking?
We won.
It's over?
Game one in the books.
What was the final score?
4-0.
Wow. Did Beckett have a good game?
I didn't really get to see it. I heard he got jammed up in the first inning, got out of it, and then I'm assuming...
Well, it's a shutout.
He took the win, so yeah. But I don't know how many pitches we went through, anything like that. I'm going to find out all tomorrow. I TiVo'd the game. I'll watch.
Oh, well, thank goodness.
But we won.
You can update us on Monday. We'll all be waiting.
Yeah, you can update us on Monday.
I'm going to the game on Sunday, so I'll let you know what happens.
Maybe you should just call us all.
Yeah, I will text you then.
Yeah, don't bother.
Eddie loves my texts.
Yeah. I do. They're really funny.
My favorite.
Any hoot.
Oh.
Sean, you'll appreciate this.
Is it furry news?
It is not. It has nothing, to do with that.
Come on, man.
I'm over that.
You've been 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm over that.
Jeez.
This is something cool.
It's inappropriate.
Is it furry news?
Wow. They're naming an asteroid
after somebody you love.
Panda? Okay.
Culture
wow.
Club.
That was...
I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. Sorry.
I mean, just panda? Like, nothing clever.
It wasn't clever. Yeah, it didn't really make panda. Much sense.
So funny, though.
I was going directly for the throw.
For the kill.
Yeah.
Yeah. You missed.
No.
I'll try again, then.
Sean, what is your favorite Beaver. TV show?
Leave it to Beaver.
Rob, shut up.
I mean, dude, like, lay off.
I mean, if
just
you
two
have
seconds,
a good one,
seriously.
Then say it, but...
The Care Bears, because those were furry
little... I don't know. I can't.
Shut up.
I feel bad.
We're it's trying Trek. To tell a story,
what are those,
Star Trek.
I love Trek.
That's true.
They're naming an asteroid after George Takei.
Oh, yes!
Who what? Is... Who did he, who was that on the show?
George Takei played Sulu on the show.
Sulu?
Yep.
So they're naming an asteroid after Sulu.
As a fellow gay man.
Oh, he's a homosexual.
Yes, he recently came out as a homosexual.
How do you feel about that?
I thought that was really awesome.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought it adds a lot of context to what Sulu. He was trying to do on the original series.
Now, I'm going
to
ask a question, and you're going to initially be mad, but I'm being serious.
Then why are you asking?
Because I'm being serious. Am I joking around? Have I given you a hard time?
No.
In the past,
5 minutes.
Okay, 5 minutes. If George Takei, you're going to get mad initially. I'm not joking around.
Why are you saying
Because I want you to think about it and not be mad.
Think about it.
If George Takei were to dress up like a furry, what furry would
what
he be?
What are you doing?
See, and it's your initial reaction.
Legitimate
Breathe.
Question.
It's
Breathe.
Not legitimate.
Take
no,
a breath,
actually,
Sean.
Take a breath.
If George Takei were, say you and George were buddies, and you called him up and you're like, George, I can't do your
voice.
I can't get your voice.
It sounds more like a
George.
You gotta warm up by doing like a fog horn. Yeah, that's where you get
George.
It. That's where you get it. Sounded good.
I was good.
George, I'm going to the furry convention.
Shut up.
If you call me, go, George, I'm going to the furry convention. I'm going as a beaver. I'd like you to come with me. What are you going to be? What would George Takei go as?
I don't know, dude.
Think about it. I mean,
like
you're a big
this.
Fan. You're a big fan.
I know, but
it's a legitimate
can
question.
We please not keep an bringing
otter.
This up.
Yeah, an otter.
Otter. That's like one of my favorite animals. That's cool,
that's
Sean.
That's a good one.
That's a good one, Sean. Like
Sulu would go as an otter, Sean.
I did not say that.
Yes,
I would
did.
Go as the Charmin Bear.
Oh, that's so cute.
Charmin Bear.
Because you want to get squeezed?
Yes.
That's weird.
You know that
it's
bear
really
in the Charmin commercials?
Yes.
Wow.
Don't squeeze the Charmin.
Okay. Wow.
You know what I'm saying.
I do.
We
rather
do.
Not.
George.
And I like
creepy. Kai.
Don't squeeze my Charmin.
What? Wait. What?
Are we going to take the citizenship test?
Yeah, are you guys
going
to do that? You
Let's
want
do
that?
Oh, my God.
Let's do it. Let's right. do it.
This may be weird.
Let's get Joseph.
Let's do it. Now,
How's
Joseph, tell me about Joseph, Sky. Tell me who he is and what
yeah,
he's
Ashley,
gonna...
can you... I don't know where Zeth is right
can
now.
Can I get a massage while it's going on?
While we're finding out if we get kicked out of the country or not. Joseph is a really good friend of my brother. Yes,
you don't have a brother.
I do.
You don't have a brother.
Yes,
though.
I do have a brother. Yes,
no,
I do
I've
have
never
a
met
brother.
Him.
Yeah, right here, Joseph. So Joseph is a good friend of my brother. They've been friends for a long time. I've only got to hang out with Joseph a couple times, but the last time we were hanging out was just a few weekends ago at a Padre game, and he was telling me how he's getting ready to take the citizenship test.
Why? Where are you from, Joseph? Where are you from? You're taking
Sweden.
You're from Sweden.
Yeah.
Now, how did you end up here in San Diego?
Great country.
Well, 15 years ago, a friend of mine was already here, and he said, I got unemployed in Sweden.
Right.
Swedish economy just bellied up, and he said, why don't you come over and try it for a year? So I did, and here I am 15 years later.
I don't know if it's really a such thing as if Swedish massage actually comes from Sweden, but I'm getting a Swedish massage
right now
as we speak, and it's fantastic. If your country... is half as wonderful as this massage, then I would have never left. But listen, to each their own. You know, they don't have no San Diego massage.
Right.
It's because they know what they're doing in Sweden when it comes to massage.
Yeah, and so Joseph actually got married. So I said, well, if you're married, don't like you get your green card? Why are you taking
Yeah. Why are you doing that?
Well, I actually went the long way, student visa to work visa to the green card, and now I just figured, you know, I want to be able to get all the rights as an American citizen since I'm basically half American. I came here when I was 19, and I've been here 15 years. And
have you taken the test yet?
No, I went and got my fingerprints taken 2 weeks ago, and I'm just waiting for the call.
I think that would be, you know, it's so interesting to hear from someone else's perspective. You know, we take it for granted. We're citizens. We take it for granted. Would it mean a lot to you to be able to call yourself an American citizen?
Yeah, it would. It would. I mean, because, you know, I think it's a great country, and when you grow up in one country and you actually live in a country, you see the good and the bad in both sides. So obviously if you could make the changes, but that's not happening. But
in Sweden, what was the good and the bad?
Well, I think summers are good, but they're too short, and that's why I love Southern California, especially San Diego. I think in a way you're a little bit more protected, but what's unfair in Sweden is that they punish you kind of if you work hard, you make a lot of money, they tax you higher.
Really?
So that's...
No, they do that here, too.
Yeah, they do in a bit, but not as much as there. So in a way...
Really?
That's right, they do. Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Joseph, that's supposed to be my voice of you. I know it sounds nothing like me, but...
He didn't realize that you weren't speaking. He thought that was actually you.
Well, I'm just explaining to him what you're doing.
Now, Sky, what is he going to do? He's actually going to perform the test on...
Yeah, I guess he said it's, what, you get 95 questions, right?
Whoa.
And you have to study them all, but he's only asked 10.
Yeah.
And how many do you have to get right out of the 10 to pass?
You basically have to get all 10.
Oh, you have to get all 10?
Yeah.
No.
So basically, I'll go in there and he'll flip this book open and he might just pick questions, so I kind of just selected...
That's crazy.
Variety. So. And some are really easy, you know, some are really hard.
I know that this is going to sound weird, but I don't think that's fair to do to him.
What do you mean?
I think he's earned the right to be a citizen. And he gets one wrong, he doesn't get to be a citizen. I think that's wrong.
Do you get to retake the test? Like if you miss a question?
I'm not sure. I think it also, they test you on other stuff. They might ask, you know, I think it's hard if you just straight off the boat, I guess, but you know, if you know English, it shouldn't be that hard.
To me, it seems like the thing should be like, you know, if you believe in, you're going to call it your country. I think, you know, you'll call America your country, and I think that if you believe in your country and you love your country, that's what makes you a citizen, and you know that you appreciate your country. That to me, that's what makes you a citizen.
Right.
But I'll be interested to see if I can become a citizen tonight.
Yes. Because or else we're kicking you out.
We're
throwing you back to Mexico.
That's right. I may be going back to TJ tonight.
TJ.
But let's have you ask some of these questions.
Sure.
And we have to get 10 of them right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no 9.
No
8. You've got to get 10 out of 10.
Right.
Sure.
Okay, let's ask some of these questions. What do you got? Hit me with your best shot.
All right, I'll start off a little easy.
Eddie, how should we do it?
I don't know. Do you want to
do
just...
How do you want to do it? I selected 10.
Go around?
Sure. Yeah, go around. Go to each of us. Go to each of us.
Well, you should tell him, you know, like...
That I should tell you. Sean's a panda bear. He's not
American. No, that's not what we meant.
That was called for.
No, that's what I thought when you said
I meant you say spider.
I thought you said.
No, but you said.
Okay, because when Eddie said you should tell him, I just assumed he meant that Sean's a furry.
No. We should probably.
I don't
Sean
blame
is
you
not.
For thinking that.
No,
Sean's a fur. Sean's
about
a fur.
To, like, check out. So
he's a fur.
Maybe we should lay off that.
Okay, fine. We won't talk about it.
I'm the Charmin bear.
Okay. George Takei.
George Takei, please.
You don't need to.
We're going to take a citizenship test.
Is there a question on the citizenship test? About being the Charmin bear.
No.
I don't think
there
so.
There isn't.
It is so soft on your tush.
Okay. That's quite enough.
Inappropriate.
Do you all know what the tush is?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do, George Takei.
That's question 7.
No, it is not.
You pass. They can come in.
Okay, let's ask the questions. Let's do this thing, and we'll go around, and let's ask Scott. How about Sky, me, and Eddie? Why don't you ask the three of us?
Oh,
sure.
Gosh.
We're right.
Go, Eddie.
Yeah, let's do this thing.
Are you guys going to write down the answers, or am I going to ask the same question to all of you?
Should we use the...
There's a lot of questions. I think
I got 10 questions selected.
Okay.
Starting a little bit easy.
Ask Sky one, then ask me one, then ask Eddie, and we'll go around. We'll each take turns.
Okay. All right. I'll give an easy one, Sky.
Okay.
No, give her a hard one.
Since we're friends.
Okay.
Come on. How many stripes are there on our flag? Or your flag, I should say. It's not mine yet.
How many stripes?
Yeah.
I believe it's 13.
That is correct.
Yay.
Oh, wow.
Stands for the colonies, right?
I'm still here.
Well, only because that question was on Dumb Chick like this week.
Yeah, it was. It was on the Dumb Chick Challenge.
Only way you would
know that. Earlier in the week.
Only way you would know that.
Okay.
Sky, go back to Sweden.
All right, Mikey.
What's my question?
It's fairly easy too. Who was the first president of the United States?
Oh, come on.
George Washington was.
Correct.
Come on. I want that one.
All right, here we go, Eddie. Come on.
Yeah.
Eddie, what's the square root of 9,000?
I know.
All right, Eddie. I'm sorry, man. What are the three branches of our government? Your government.
Oh, crap. We just did
dude,
this too.
We just did
dude.
This.
Legislative.
Thanks. Yep.
Oh, no. Oh, come.
Still.
Can he phone a friend?
No.
Yeah, he's got a lifeline.
Eddie,
no,
call me.
He cannot.
He gets a lifeline.
Yes.
It's a government test.
Think.
Be no cheating.
Think.
Is it judicial?
Yes.
You can't tell him.
Okay.
We can't tell him?
Well, he has to give his answer.
He just did.
Well, he needs three things for it to be a complete answer.
Oh, crap.
Unless it's meatloaf.
Come on.
Is it? Two out of three?
Yeah, it's meatloaf.
No, it's not. I thought that.
He knows. I don't know what meatloaf is. Your friend from Sweden knows, and I know it's some American slang. I don't know what that means. Is that like a two out of three? Two out of three ain't bad. Ah, get it? Meatloaf. Oh, my goodness. That was great.
Wow. Eddie?
Oh, man.
You turn over your passport?
Executive?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
You get to stay.
Nice word.
Oh,
thank God.
Eddie.
Nice word.
You get to stay.
You get to stay in America.
Oh,
dude.
I'm not home free yet.
I almost sent you to Sicily.
I'm not home free yet.
All right, Sky.
Oof.
Name two senators from your state. Current.
Forget it. Forget it. Put her on the boat and get her out of here.
Boxer and Feinstein.
Wow, that's correct.
Yeah!
And they're both women.
First names?
Wait a minute.
Barbara Boxer and Diane Feinstein.
That is correct.
Also happens to be my law firm. Boxer and Feinstein.
Whatever.
All right, Mikey.
Give him a hard one.
Oh, this is hard. What were the original 13 states?
Holy impossible.
I got it.
Yeah, you
no
do.
No way.
You do.
No problem at all.
Yeah. You got to be kidding me.
Original 13 states were New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Delaware, New Hampshire, Connecticut, wait a minute. I don't want to go that one.
Look in the other room.
Massachusetts.
You guys are cheaters.
I didn't say anything.
Cheater.
I didn't say anything.
Look in the other room to the guy with Boston tattooed on his neck.
Oh, that's not. I
he might as well send
guy.
Him an instant message.
Welcome to America.
Well, you. Hey.
Vermont.
I'm singing Neil Diamond. Leave me alone.
I'm going to go for it. I'm going to say Vermont, even though my instincts say that's not right. But I'm going to say it. I already said Delaware, right?
Yeah, you did.
How many are we at?
I'm at nine.
Oh.
Think, Mike, think.
What? Are we whispering answers?
What?
Hey, cheaters. Hey, cheating. Not allowed.
Tell me one more time.
You're going to get deported, Missy.
Steelers.
Will you stop
it? I said it. I said Pennsylvania.
Oh, did you? What?
Yeah, I said Pennsylvania.
Say what?
Long road to run
away. You guys are the worst.
What?
I mean, everyone's cheating.
I'm singing. Come on, Scott.
Kyle.
No.
Just forfeit already.
No.
Go back to Mexico.
You're not going back. You're staying here with us, buddy.
Are the Carolinas a part of it? North Carolina, South Carolina, West Virginia. Did I already say that? Said Virginia.
Now you're just naming all the states.
No, I'm just naming the states, not part of the country. That's it. That's all I got.
Oh, how'd he do?
What'd I miss?
Well, Virginia was right, but no West Virginia. No, right. West Virginia, but you missed Georgia. Not sure if you said New York.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. So you actually did pretty good. Rhode Island, I think.
Yeah. Rhode Island.
It's not bad.
Rhode Island.
11 out of 13.
Not bad. Not bad. I'm not a citizen anymore.
No, you're out.
Oh, that's a tough one.
I actually thought you all were going to get the same 10, so
now
this
you're,
might not a little be fair. But
now, wait a minute. Now, you're telling me that if they asked you that, you would have been able to answer that?
Yeah. I actually, I went to this class, and they taught me abbreviations. So CNNN, which would be Connecticut.
No, that's the cable news network.
Yeah, that's great. No.
And then DMMB.
That's a DMV. You get your driver's license.
But then I forgot the last part. It's like North Carolina, South Carolina.
Okay, we still have more, though. Eddie's going to get one, right?
All
right,
see, here we go.
You're right in the middle.
I'll give Eddie a hard one.
Yeah.
What is the intro? No.
Oh,
okay. What is the introduction to the
what
Constitution
What is the entertainer
called?
Of the year? Danny Gans.
I didn't hear the question.
What is the introduction to the Constitution called?
Huh?
I
got
I know
it.
This
I got
one.
It. I know it.
I know it.
I got it.
What?
I want
the
that question.
Introduction?
Yes.
I don't even know what that means.
It's the preamble.
You didn't even give him a chance to
he
say it.
He didn't know what it was.
Hey,
I thought
he still
hasn't guessed.
Oh, yeah, the preamble.
Well, all right.
I'm on fire.
You guys are out.
Eddie got that one right.
I'm here.
Eddie got that one right.
Yeah, nailed it.
You told him.
He officially said it.
What are you doing?
Duh.
You guys are the worst.
So easy.
That was good. Give him another one.
Stop.
All right.
Lame.
Should I give Eddie another one?
Yeah.
Lame.
Yeah.
Who wrote the Star Spangled Banner?
Oh, that's
Lucy Liu.
Lucy Liu wrote that?
Cameron Diaz.
You guys are so...
Okay, fine. I'll say it.
Francis Scott Key.
Oh,
Francis Ford Coppola.
That's correct.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You knew that,
Eddie? Yes. Come on.
I know stuff,
yeah,
kid.
You didn't
Eddie.
Know that.
You didn't know the preamble, but you knew
I
that.
I did, too. I said it.
Said after preamble. Mike told you.
That guy, whatever. I wasn't even listening.
I was being a jack horse.
I wasn't even listening.
But I can't believe you have to know who wrote the Star Spangled Banner
that's
to
an
get
easy one.
Into this country. Like, that's important to them?
It is?
It's the national anthem.
All right, next All question.
Right. Sky.
All right, Sky.
No helping her.
What holiday was celebrated for the first time by American colonists?
Boxing Day.
Thanksgiving?
Correct.
Oh,
I
that
am,
was an easy
am money.
One.
I am
that
money.
That was the easiest one
I
there was.
I am money.
So easy.
Pathetic.
I am money. At least I don't have to cheat.
You're a terrorist.
All right. Only from waist down.
What does
God.
That mean? I don't
want to
know.
Wow.
I don't think I
want to
know what that means.
You're a terrorist from the waist down, he says.
Holy cow.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Mikey.
Why don't
Mikey?
You ask me some questions, tough guy?
What is the most important right granted to U.S. citizens?
The right for Ashley to wear that hat.
Nice.
You are correct.
The right of way.
The right of passage.
Oh, no.
Okay,
please.
I'm sorry. One more time.
What is the most important right granted to U.S. citizens?
Oh, come on. So what?
Why am I hearing the song I danced to? Oh, okay, it's over. That was weird.
Well, it could be a lot of things. I'm going to say...
No, it couldn't be.
I need to hear it phrased again. I need to hear your phrase. I need to hear the phrasing again.
It's
one more time.
Basis of our
shooty booty hooty.
Oh, wow.
Shooty hooty.
Wow.
Dude, it's the chef from the Muppets.
Ask me again.
What is the most important right granted to U.S. citizens?
Oh, Sky, why are you giving me that look? I was just.
Because I know you're trying to tell Mike the answer.
I'm not, but can I sing?
No.
I'd like to
no,
sing.
No, you may not sing. Not until I know. Not until Mike answers.
Express myself.
No, there's no helping or cheating in right. Dumb Chick. You know? Right, and they rag I know. On us like we're all stupid.
I know.
Well.
And now what?
How about the right to free speech?
That's a good one, but...
it's the right to vote, dude.
Yeah. The voting.
The right to vote.
That's what our country is based on.
It's kind of we take it for granted, like running water.
How does your song go, Rob?
You gotta fight for your right to vote.
Dumb.
Wow.
By the Freedom Boys.
Okay. Rob.
I could keep going.
It's okay.
Yeah, please don't.
When did he wake up?
Yeah, Joseph's
I love
like,
it, though.
Joseph's like,
I'm not
I don't
picking
stay
up
anymore.
The phones anymore. No, I'm against the phones.
Joseph's like, I don't want my citizenship. Go ahead, Joseph.
All right, Eddie.
Don't bore.
Yeah. How many times Eddie. May a senator or congressman be reelected?
I want to take a pointer and show you where it hurts.
No helping.
Right here. I want to take a pointer and show you nothing.
Right in my flank.
Nothing,
steak.
Sky.
I don't You're even, such a cheater, Rob.
I'm not a cheater. I don't want my friends leaving.
Oh, my gosh.
I believe.
What do you believe, Eddie?
It is.
Once.
He believes he can fly.
Can you shut
I was singing a Lionel Richie song.
What are you
I can't
doing,
do that.
Bro?
Why don't you give him a break? The guy was singing a Lionel Richie
Jeez,
song.
Everybody needs Lionel Richie once in a while.
Joseph, one more time with a question, please.
All right.
Rob,
how
what?
Many times no. may a senator no. or congressman helping. Be reelected?
No helping.
I really think I know this answer. I could be wrong. I want to say it's 7. I'm going to say 7. Final answer.
Final answer?
Haven't you seen?
No.
It's no limit.
Damn you, Joseph.
There's no limit.
You Damn
sure?
you, Joseph. Get out of this country.
I thought there was a limit. I thought there was a limit.
I thought there was a limit, too.
La Migra.
They got Monopoly once they get elected.
Damn it. This is terrible.
So
who is that?
Joseph.
Who
is a trick question.
No congressman.
Senators.
Congressman and senators?
Yeah, that makes sense because
they're all old.
Like, Strom Thurmond was a senator for, like, 102 years.
You know what? I genuinely thought the guy had been reelected a few times.
Well,
you
have
to get
elected,
but you have no limits on your terms.
You can just keep doing it
Yeah,
forever.
You know, the president can only do it twice. Yeah.
4
really?
Years.
Yeah. Just an example.
Get
just,
out
is that,
of
yeah, is that
yeah,
true?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I heard that. I don't know
Let
if that's
me Google that.
True, Joseph, but...
All right.
Well,
next
that's
question.
What it says here. All right, I'm gonna give this guy a hard one.
Oh, finally.
Yeah. Right. Finally.
Let me see.
Not Thanksgiving.
Preamble, huh?
Boo.
Blah.
Blah. Okay.
Hey, that we weren't even there.
Mike.
All right.
You just...
What are the first 10 amendments to the Constitution called?
Oh, good night you now. Are done.
Good night now.
Come on, Sky.
Think ten. About it.
You got Easy. A song for me, Rob?
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting on Capitol Hill.
The Bill of Rights. I'm rad.
Mike, I'm going to give you a hard
Joseph
one.
Scott.
Okay, Joseph, I'll take any question you got.
You get it right?
Yeah, I said Bill of Rights.
What is the name of the president's official home?
That's easy.
Come on. That's not the White House. Come on. Give me a good one. Come
okay,
on,
I'll give you a good one.
Kennebunkport.
The what?
Wait. Kennebunkport.
All right, Mike, you ready?
How about yes. Texas?
It's probably the hardest
president.
Question.
Hey, wait, I'm talking here, Joseph.
I'll get it.
Hey, president.
Name the amendments that guarantee
Kick your ass right out of this country,
or address
hey,
voting
president.
Rights.
Wait, president. Joseph.
Hey, hold up.
Let the president
Let me take
speak.
This test.
Yeah. Wait,
no, I pass with flying colors.
No, President Bush, you won't.
Okay, one more time.
Name the amendments that guarantee or address voting rights. That's 4 of them.
Oh, that's a tough one.
It is the 6th Amendment, the 9th Amendment.
Now he's guessing.
The 12th Amendment and the 48th Amendment.
Right on the news, buddy.
That's close.
Is the 18th in there?
15th, 19th, 24th, and 26th.
Nah, everything but, thought, Rob. Good job. You were brilliant.
Ah, well, I never hit the line.
I was so very close.
Bad with numbers.
All right, let's do this.
All right.
Oh, President Bush.
President Bush.
Ask me a question.
Yes. Right.
Yes,
well,
President Bush, you better get it right. You're the President of the United
right?
States.
You got it. Let's go, Jojo.
His name is Joseph.
Andy, are you ready?
No, this is President Bush.
What kind of government does
so
the
confused.
United States have?
What'd you say?
What kind of government does the United States have?
Kick ass!
That's not what he's
That's
asking.
Right. Winter Bell. Hit
no.
it.
president.
That's right.
That's not
give me another
answer.
One, JoJo.
His name is Joseph. Joseph.
Let's go, Abba.
Bush.
Here
president
we go.
Bush, you're saying... You're saying that our government is officially called a kick-ass government?
President,
yeah, that's right.
Get real.
We are kick-ass.
Is that right, JoJo?
His name isn't JoJo. It's Joseph.
Yeah, no, thought, Mikey's got it right.
I thought it was JoJo.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
He goes by JoJo.
Go ahead. What is the answer?
A republic.
Right. Oh, a republic.
A republic of kick-assers.
Huh?
That's right. We go in places and we kick ass.
We do?
That's right.
Stupid.
That's right.
Okay.
I'm going to give a question to...
No, I want another one.
You want another one?
Yeah, I'm real good. Okay. I'm good at this game.
Give President Bush another question.
Yeah. What you got? Come on, JoJo.
All right.
His name is Joseph, President Bush.
Yeah, he was in ABBA.
No, he wasn't.
Right?
Oh,
no,
my gosh.
I was the dancing queen.
Yeah, you were.
That's for short while in
Come on, Fernando.
Oh, he said,
what is the legislative branch of our government?
What the hell?
slower. You have to
What'd
speak
you say?
Slower.
Are you speaking that Swedish stuff?
Oh.
Okay.
Get the meatball out of your mouth. What'd you say?
What is the legislative branch of our government?
What is it? Yeah. You tell me. I don't know.
It's a question for you, President Bush.
Where's Cheney?
Cheney can't help you
I don't
you
deal
out.
With this kind of stuff.
You're not allowed to cheat, President.
I'm just a pretty face.
That is true.
Wow.
Come on, JoJo.
You want a lifeline?
Let's dance a little bit.
I love your country.
Joseph, you're the best.
I'm telling you, without
you're officially a member.
That's right.
Summertime.
Without his country, there have been no ABBA. They're great, ABBA. They're great. Love that music.
Does that make you proud, Joseph?
Yeah, ABBA and Björn Borg for a while. If you left Sweden, if you went to Oshkosh, Mongolia, they'd know Björn Borg and
Bjorn ABBA. Borg and ABBA.
He's a terrorist.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he
he's talking
is.
About. No, he's not, President Bush. He's talking about, Sweden. Those are the things
he's
that have to do with Sweden.
Send some clogs into one of our buildings.
No, clogs don't have anything to do.
What?
Clogs don't have anything to do with Sweden.
What are you talking about?
No, you're making yourself sound ignorant, President Bush. Don't say that. Now people are going to think that you're, you know, somehow racist or something. That's not right.
What they got over there? Siberia?
No.
Oh, what
no.
are you talking about? What,
the Union Jack.
What do they have over there?
The Union Jack.
Siberia?
Right. He did not
That's
just
what he
say
said.
No.
That's what President Bush
yes,
just
yes,
said.
They do.
Look.
That's what he said.
You go to Sweden to visit the Great Wall.
All right.
Oh.
No, that's in China.
The Great Wall of what?
Sweden.
Oh, my gosh.
Get with the times, lady.
Hey,
figure my bad.
All right, Joseph, another question. Now, this question, let's move to Skye and see if she can get
Thank
one
God.
Right.
I'm the only one who hasn't got one wrong.
I haven't got one right yet.
I'm the only one who hasn't got one wrong yet.
Mean?
Eddie had a sing. We're sitting here on Capitol Hill to get the Bill of Rights.
Oh, preamble.
What are you doing?
All right.
I thought Sean had the fur balls.
Who becomes president if both the president and vice president dies?
We just did this on Monday.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, shoot. Retake. I know. She
Yeah.
I knew that one. I knew that one.
Retake.
Oh, Nancy Pelosi. I don't get points for that.
And what is she?
Another
She's
question.
The Speaker of the House Clown School.
Ooh, you're so smart.
I know.
Being that we did it on Monday.
Yeah,
Joseph, please, another question.
How many voting members are in the House of Representatives?
So
good night now.
Easy. That's Skye's question. What do you got, Skye?
How many voting members in the House of Representatives?
You haven't got one wrong yet.
I will say...
No clue. You are so stupid.
What is the House of Representatives?
I will say...
Is that the new club
50.
Downtown?
50?
Yeah.
That's... How do you... No, it's 435. Oh, sorry.
Joseph!
Very
you're
close.
Supposed to be my friend.
That's very close.
Well, that's the
that's
only
what
one
I meant
got
to
wrong
say.
So far.
All right. Mikey?
I'm just going to say New Kids on the Block for every answer.
Yeah. Donna Martin.
Go ahead.
All right. Name three of our your enemies during World War II.
Let's see. Skye, Ashley.
Mike. He didn't say your enemies today. He said World War II.
Mm.
That's really mean.
Three of our enemies during World War II.
You got this.
Yeah. Germany, Japan, and Germany, Japan.
Mussolini.
Yeah, and the Italians.
Germany, Japan, and the Italians.
Awesome. Eddie just helped you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How
Germany,
did I help?
Awesome.
Germany, Italian.
You're Italian.
Germany, I am half Mexican.
Germany, Italy, and Japan.
Mexico. Figured it out.
Out of Mexico.
This is awesome. Skype, from now on, during Dumb Chick Challenge, we will just help each other.
Okay, sounds like a good
totally
plan.
And totally cheat and give each other answers when we don't know it.
Yep.
So
yeah, help each other because I'm sure you both will know what the answers are.
We will. You know what?
That would be great. Go ahead.
Yeah. I bet. Yeah.
You're
I bet
allowed.
I bet we'll get everyone right.
Yeah, you can help out Sky all day long.
Questions? Where are my dumb chick questions?
I will.
Good.
Good. Where, you.
Has anyone seen Seth in an hour and a half?
I don't know where that guy
is. Sleeping on the couch in the office.
Oh, he's phone screening.
Is he?
Oh, there he is.
Where's Rob?
Rob's chilling.
Rob's supervising.
Behind him drinking a soda.
Rob's kicking back, dude.
Teaching them. What's wrong with that?
On the job training?
Kids got to learn sometime. He's a better teacher than me.
Well, I say I was the big winner.
All right. Are we done? Are we done?
It's your call.
How many did we ask?
We each did four, something like that.
That was cool.
You did good.
That was cool.
You guys did good, I'd say.
We know some stuff.
Not bad.
Yeah, but we wouldn't get all 10 right.
I mean, ask me Swedish.
Oh, please.
You know,
Who's the current president of Sweden?
Well, we have a prime minister, and his name is...
wow, that's embarrassing.
Where is Sweden?
Yes.
I'm not sure, actually. It's irrelevant.
What country is Sweden in?
Ah, the City of Lights.
Shut up.
No, that's Paris.
Oh, look at
Ashley.
Oh,
boy.
Very well, nice. We have Volvo.
Well,
yeah.
Volvo.
Saab. Absolute.
Wait a minute. Those vehicles... come from Sweden?
Yeah.
I did not know that. I thought Volvo was a German car. That's what I always thought.
Oh, you just insulted us.
I did not know
you're
that.
So rude.
It's a Swedish
that's
car.
Really offensive.
Well, and all their cars look alike. Yeah. We know, Mike.
They're wonderful cars. They're very safe, Volvo. Yeah. They're very safe vehicles.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. All right, let's get back to some news stuff, then we'll take some phone calls, 570-1053.
Well, thank you, Joseph.
Thank you, Joseph.
Can I just give a shout-out to my daughter Amanda and her friend Danielle and her little brother Robbie? What's up, girls and boys?
Absolutely.
Very
cool.
Cute, very cute. Yeah, you guys can hang, or if you want to go, you can go, but thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, that was fun.
Thanks. Good luck on your test.
I will
we appreciate
study harder.
It.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm looking on our list of stuff here,
mm-hmm.
and... the only I love when we do lists, mm-hmm. but we've only got one.
Right.
It's the top five most expensive TV ad time.
Oh, we have two lists.
Which one? Which other one?
The best and worst TV couples.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, cool. All right, it's the top five most expensive TV ads of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the deal?
Take care. Thank you.
Is that what the deal is?
Yeah.
Okay, I know what one of them is. I know what one of them is for sure. It's the Apple ad where the guy throws the mallet through the screen.
1984.
Oh, okay, wait. Sorry. I must not have understood what you were asking. This is what TV shows currently on TV charge the most for a commercial?
CSI. CSI Miami.
American Idol.
American Idol.
American Idol's got to be number
CSI
one.
CSI Miami. Sunday Night Football.
Sunday Night Football is number two on the list.
American Idol.
You. Sunday Night Football.
Ooh, American Idol.
Again, I heard you. Sunday Night Football is second on the list. They charge $358,000 for every 30-second commercial.
American Idol.
Sky, did you hear that?
Sky, you're
saying American Idol charges $358,000.
No, I'm saying Sunday Night Football does.
Okay. Oh,
that's
gotcha.
Second on
what
the
about
list.
American Idol?
Eddie, for the eighth time, it's not on the list.
It's not on
oh,
the
really?
List?
That
American Idol,
lie.
That's a BS.
That
it has
is
to
a
be
lie.
On the list.
It's the highest
rated TV show of all time.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
It's not in the
this
top
is
five?
The list. Maybe because it's not currently on television. All these shows that they list are currently on television.
How
so
about
maybe that's
The
where they
Simpsons?
Go. The Simpsons is number three on the list.
Whoa.
With $315,000 per 30-second commercial.
Hmm.
It's a lot of money.
I got two of the five. I'm done. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
You're checking out. We still have
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
No, we have number one.
Shut up.
Number four.
Man
number
versus
five.
Wild.
Why
any,
would anyone buy
Ashley,
time
any
that
guesses?
Show?
Anything on Oxygen.
Or is she busy doing stuff?
Quincy.
Good times.
Quincy's awesome. Either Quincy or Columbo.
My Mother the Car.
McMillan and Wife.
Ashley, what's one of the most popular
That was
TV
a show?
Right,
yeah, it was a show. It
right
was
now?
A damn
yeah.
good show.
Really like Perry Anatomy. Mason.
Perry Mason is
there it is,
bomb ass show.
What?
Holy moly.
Grey's Anatomy is number one. A 30-second commercial will run you at least $400,000.
What about American Idol?
Eddie,
did you hear Eddie?
Said that.
Why is she?
So just know. Number four and number five are left. Think of what's the most popular TV shows right now.
CSI American Miami. Idol.
CSI Miami.
No, CSI is not on the list.
Falcon Survivor.
Crest. American Idol, no. Survivor, no.
Dallas.
Big Brother.
No.
Family.
Family Guy.
Two and a Half
Family
men.
Affair.
Heroes.
All Nearby. In the Family.
Heroes is number four on the list with $296,000.
What up?
What up?
Heroes.
The yep. Bionic Woman.
The Bionic Man.
That's not a show.
The $6 million Man.
Okay.
Oh, you guys are like twins. Just number five. What's number five?
We are like twins, and it's in your face.
Very popular show. Extremely popular with women.
Hit that button to call him back. Let him
Extreme
know
Makeover.
Beauty and the Geek.
If we're doing a
show. Home Makeover. What's that Home Makeover show?
Stream Makeover?
What is going on?
Home Edition?
Home Edition.
No.
I'm not sure what's going on.
Oh, Desperate Housewives.
Desperate Housewives is number five with $270,000.
What about Designing Women?
Mike, we're done with the list. We just finished.
I was right about to say, eight is enough.
Oh, yeah, you would have been wrong.
No,
I was
to
about
so
to say
mean
Mork
about
and
it.
Mindy.
Did they have a spinoff?
Mork and Mindy's actually a spinoff of Happy Days.
Days.
There you
but
go.
Didn't,
yeah,
but Mork and Mindy didn't have a spinoff with Jonathan Winters?
No. After he became their son, that was the twilight years for that show.
Yeah, that was not
good years.
Jumped
the shark by that time.
Really, I would do anything to watch an episode.
Dude, I have it on DVD. What are you talking about?
The Jonathan Winters ones?
When he comes out of the egg.
When he comes out of the egg. I mean, it was terrible.
Oh, yeah, it was awful.
It was awful.
Yeah. Bad TV. Bad, bad, bad.
I mean, it wasn't the Ropers, but it was bad.
The Ropers wasn't too bad. I recall thinking that was kind of funny.
Sean.
What? I liked it. Dude, Norman Fell. Classic.
Yeah.
Sky, what was the other list?
The best and worst current TV couples.
Talk to them. You tell them what's up? Okay, cool.
Best and worst current.
Current.
Mr. TV and Mrs. Roper.
Oh, well, no. I think you missed the word current. So.
Joni Loves Chachi.
Oh, yeah. Mork and Mindy.
So do we want to do the best or the worst? TV couples. Current TV couples. Do you want to guess?
Let's do both, man.
Well, because.
Yeah, man.
At the
Sawyer
same time,
and Kate. Shut up.
How could that not be?
It's on there. Put it on the board.
It's gotta be. Put it on,
put
the,
it on the board.
Oh. You can put it on the board.
For what? Best or worst?
Yes.
Oh, you guys suck.
What about the Japanese dude from Heroes and the cheerleader?
Well, they're not a couple.
They could be.
Well,
you don't
they're
not
know.
A guy.
But they're not.
Oh, the cheerleader and Siler. They're a couple.
No, they are not a couple.
Come
he's
on,
trying
work
to,
it out.
He's trying to eat her brains.
What about...
Is that what they're calling it now?
Okay.
Max? Max?
You're upsetting Mike. Stop it.
No, please stay.
Mike,
no.
Going.
That was a dumb one-liner.
Maxim Smirkovsky and...
How dare you? How dare you?
What?
And Mel B
yeah.
from Dancing with the
What's
Stars.
What's the deal? You're
about Yakov Smirnoff and Rita Rudner.
Who?
From what? From that TV
yeah.
show?
From that great TV show, huh? Pigeon Park.
What? You're no.
Pigeon Park.
No.
Spit it up.
Really?
What?
It's Waylon Flowers great. And Madam.
I heard she said he was a pain in the ass. You know.
Maybe we'll do this list later.
I got it. I got it.
Okay, Lila Garrity.
McSteamer and...
Ooh.
Yes, Eddie?
McSteamy.
Yeah.
McSteamer.
I don't watch the show, bro.
Herbert.
I don't watch the show, bro.
Never bro.
Okay, bro. What about
McSteamer?
What about
in McChesty?
Yeah.
What about what is that? What was the?
What you got, Mike?
What was the maid's name on the
Alice?
The Courtship of Eddie's Father. Mrs. Stevenson. Yeah.
What How about Carmine Ragusa and Laverne DeFazio?
Dude, nice one. The big ragu. Come on, Sean.
How about
Sean.
The Fonz and Leather Tuscadero?
Sean, what you got?
About Leather Tuscadero and the Fonz.
Yeah, Arthur Fonzarelli and Leather Tuscadero.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, Pinky Tuscadero.
Yeah, try Pinky.
I think he loved Pinky more.
Type in Pinky.
Type it in where?
In the internet, Google machine.
Mikey Show. Oh.
Oh, well, man.
Mikey Show, hello.
Sour.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, you guys gonna play Mandatory Metallica or what?
Yeah, hey, what's up, Mike?
This guy's my favorite.
What's up, Mike?
Yes.
Mike, you're gonna get to that?
Yes.
When is Mandatory Metallica, bro?
Play it.
Oh, man, that just brought back some memories.
Dude,
all right. 7:47, Mikey on the air at nighttime. That's weird. My friend Terry's here. Terry, thank you for showing and coming and hanging out with us.
Right on,
Terry.
Yeah,
you guys met Terry?
No.
Terry's my boy.
Terry Funk.
Terry's a good dude.
Yeah,
you're my
boy.
You brought your daughter, too, right?
Hello.
Hi, Terry.
He's got his blue shirt on. He is your boy, Blue.
That's right.
Yep.
Okay, there's a bunch of stuff. Oh, you know what we should do?
What?
At some point, and I'll probably wait till about 9, but I do want to replay how we began this thing today.
Because
that was cool.
Yeah.
How we started this thing today was pretty cool.
Exactly.
So we'll do that a little bit later on.
We got the questionnaire we can pass out.
Mikey Show questionnaire?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
That's always fun.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Another bit you hear every morning on the, or not every morning, but often on the Mikey Show.
Oh, am I in it too?
I love Mikey Show questionnaire.
Uh-huh. I love sassy fat chick.
Oh, we got Phillips.
So each their
hey,
own.
Rob.
Yo.
Anytime you're ready, you can grab some of those phone calls that are all ringing right now. Every line lit up.
Oh, no, you didn't hear him? He said he's, like, done phone
screening. I wanted to take a break for a minute and hang out with you guys.
He said he's, like, going to stop for a little bit.
Is he... kidding
you didn't
me.
Hear him
wow.
say that?
I didn't.
He
I was
totally
busy.
Just said that.
I was busy.
When you guys were doing the Constitution quiz, I wanted to hang out and have some
it
fun.
It takes brass balls.
Wow.
Eddie. Come on. You're not going to join in on that fun?
Oh, well, I got to. I was filling this out.
So it's you crazy. Want me to get phones and now I can't do the Mikey Show
quiz? No, do the Mikey Show quiz.
Are you sure?
Yes, yes, yes. You're my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
These questions are real dillies here.
Dillies?
Total dillies.
They are dillies.
Beaver dillies.
Oh, that first one. I don't get it.
Weird.
Yeah, that's all. That's, I'm telling you, dude.
It,
it's a dilly.
Beaver dilly.
Whoa.
Shut up.
Hey, what is the.
What happened?
Hey, hey,
what happened?
Hey, hey,
oh, beaver dilly.
At,
I get it.
At
that's a good one. Sean, don't flip me off.
Hey, at Dairy Queen, what did they have that would have.
Dilly bar.
Oh, yeah.
So
beaver
good.
Dilly bar.
Dude, the
it's
dilly
not
bar.
A beaver dilly
it
bar.
It's a beaver dilly bar. I get
yes,
it.
No, it is not.
About peanut.
Sean,
hey,
don't
hey, hey, hey. Before we fill
peanut
out.
Peanut Buster Parfait.
I was just going to say it.
Panda Peanut Buster Parfait.
Panda
that's
Peanut
what
Butter.
Called.
That's a
hey,
good one, Eddie.
Start naming
I like
stuff
that
at
one.
Dairy Queen until you can't do it anymore.
Blizzard.
What? Can we say
I
dilly
was
bar?
Say
again?
Peanut Buster Parfait.
Okay.
Dilly bar.
Buster Bar.
Anybody else? Sky, come on, play this.
Where?
Name stuff at Dairy Queen till you can't do it anymore. And yell it out in the room.
The chocolate dip
what?
Soft serve.
Banana split.
Very good.
Oh, the Blizzard.
50-50 bar.
Oh,
oh that's
Eddie,
a good
so
one.
Good.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
The hamburger. The hamburger.
Hot dog.
Ham.
French fries.
Fresh banana
Love
shake.
Mulatte.
Oh.
Mulatte.
Mulatte.
Mulatto.
Yeah.
Wait.
No, they don't serve.
Oh, really?
They don't.
I've been to a couple.
No, I mean,
not
they have people that serve, but they don't serve.
All right, now fill out your sheets.
All right,
I don't get question one.
Dilly time.
I do. That's an easy one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, fill
face,
it out then.
In
stop
your face,
talking.
Sean.
Your face is all over.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way,
if
great facials.
Hang on, guys.
We
got to
be
Sky
serious
explain
on
this.
Right?
So if one of your cats could have any of our personalities, whose personality would you want your cat to have?
Okay, okay.
You got it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
What if you got a number?
Mistake number 7.
That wasn't a mistake. I was going to say, what if you got a pet beaver? Panda.
Fill it out accordingly.
Okay, then.
All right. Second question. Well, I can read them out loud, right? Just so the audience knows what we're doing.
Yeah, why not?
Second question. What member of the show would you like to be the focus of a reality show?
No. Oh,
don't
say
the first one.
Don't
no,
how dare you? How dare you? That's the most
it's
messed
the
up thing
It's the first one of the
ever.
Day.
But
it's
then you make us all do it.
I know, but how do I stop?
Turn away.
Okay.
Messed up.
Question number 3. Who could you be handcuffed to for a week?
Aww. Oh, boy. You're all filthy.
Question number 4. You're lost in the wilderness, and someone ate the last 2 crackers. Who do you suspect?
Wow. Can we put Boy Blender?
I already
Will
did.
Will you stop it? He's not on the show.
That's what I put already.
Oh, you can't put that. It's not an answer.
Oh,
man.
Oh.
This last one.
Yeah. Oh.
Now, I got a question on that.
Go ahead. About the 5th one?
Yeah.
The last question. Let me read the last question. The last question is, whose home life could you live with for a week? Whose home life could you live with for a week?
Does that mean whose house you could live in? Or, like, you have to abide by
your actual life?
I wrote this question, so I'll tell you what it means.
Yeah.
What I meant was, you have to live their life for a week.
But are they there with me?
No, dude. This is not a documentary.
Hold on. No, what I mean is... What's wrong that I'm confused? Don't yell at me, Mike.
Don't tase me, bro.
Sean, I beg you. Sean, I beg you to play sound effects.
So, hold on, because let me get this straight.
Oh,
what?
So, does this mean...
I'm not fighting.
It means that you would literally be like if you picked.
Like if I picked Mikey,
then you would be Mikey, and then Rebecca would be your wife. Jake would be your kid. You live in Mikey's mansion for a week.
Yeah, and don't get any creepy ideas. I don't live in a mansion, you jack face.
No, what's
a mansion to me?
And listen.
It's not a mansion.
Don't get any creepy ideas about people's spouses. All right.
Oh wow.
Well,
that
would have changed everything.
I had my beaver outfit all ready to go.
Beaver outfit. What's going on outside?
P1's roaming around.
P1, that baby Fury guy.
Yeah, they're starting to tailgate, man.
Yeah, they are.
Whew. His gut looks like 2 butt cheeks, man. It's really weird.
So odd.
All right, whose home life?
I'm done.
Whose home life could I live with for a week?
Oh, I didn't read the top thing.
What?
Zeth not included?
Is it Zeth not included?
That's what it says.
I answered him for one.
Did you really?
Yeah. I answered him.
We never did before, but.
Yeah. Let's include Zeth.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Woohoo.
Whatever.
Would you have put him for one?
I don't know.
You want to look at him again, Sky?
Yeah.
Here.
I know he's eating crackers.
Can you pass by the teacher?
I'm not changing my.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean
turn
to.
Turn away.
I'll turn away and I'll turn the mic off.
You can start, though. The first 3.
Okay.
Oh, I can't think of that reality show. Oh,
I wrote the question. I really am having a hard time answering it.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Which one?
The home life one? The last one?
Oh, no. Dude.
Idiot.
Okay. Easy Street.
All right, I'm done.
Easy Street.
I'm done. Are we waiting for anybody?
Me.
Hurry up, dude.
Okay.
Ash.
I'm not fighting you!
Here comes Ashley.
He's got nothing to do for 14 hours. All of a sudden, he's sitting back there doing nothing.
Leave her alone!
Are we still taking donations?
Yeah.
Yeah, online.
Yeah,
of course.
Online we are.
Online.
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 Thank you, Boston Robert.
Nah.
All right, we have everybody?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Why don't you ID right before you do this?
Okay.
Broadcasting from the Cricket Wireless Studios.
You're listening to 28 Hours of the Mikey Show.
On KIOZ San Diego.
The following takes place between 8 p.m. and 9 p.m.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Let's right. do this.
This is called Mikey Show Questionnaire. The way that it works is we get a series of five questions, and we must answer by using one of the people on the show. So we have to answer with somebody on the show. We will begin with Rob. Question number one was, if one member of the Mikey Show's personality could be transplanted into your pet, who would it be and why?
Oh, this is interesting.
Yeah.
Eddie, who did he say? And why?
Wow, I'm going to have to think about that for a second. Who would he say?
He always gives jackal answers.
Yeah,
too.
I know. He throws you off. I'll say he says Sean.
You are correct.
Yep.
And why do you guys
you
want to
know why he said
why?
You know why? You want to know why he said Sean?
It's not a furry joke.
Blank. Nothing there. No answer, Eddie. Just the word Sean.
Oh, that's all I did.
Oh,
you're supposed to say why.
No.
Oh, we normally explain on the air. We normally explain.
Oh, yeah. Oh. So how you?
I wrote it all down.
Oh wow.
Oh, well, look at you.
A+.
Shakespeare.
Yeah, I put it. I typed it.
Shakespeare.
Why? Why, Rob? Why?
Because he is very well kept. He's very clean. And
that's a good point.
And he has those moments where he does attack. And you can kind of pull them back, so I appreciate that in my pet.
I do go in a box. It's very easy to clean up.
You don't.
What the hell did you just say? Bro, we're on the air.
He doesn't.
Like the mics are on.
He doesn't. Question number two.
Ew.
What member of the show would you like to be the focus of a reality show? Rob, this is Rob's questionnaire. Sean, what did he say?
I'll say he said me.
You are incorrect.
Oh, I like it.
He said Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Why would you like Ashley to be the focus of a reality show?
Okay. The honest reason, I think she would belittle a lot of people, and I think that would make great TV. I'm
oh
sorry.
Oh, my God.
I agree with him.
That would
it's
make
very
good TV.
True. It's very true.
It's so true.
She would demean everyone that came into contact with her, and it would be awesome to watch.
She's good at
it. I watch it every day with Seth.
You guys like boyfriends or what?
Yeah cuddle up.
Next question.
Hot.
Next question is, the next question for Rob was, who could you be handcuffed to for a week?
This was an easy one for him.
Easy. Sky?
Better have been an easy one for him.
Totally easy.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta be crazy.
This has gotta be an you're easy thinking one you're for thinking. Him.
And is Zeth allowed to be an answer? Handcuffed to for it's to me it's either Zeth or Eddie. Yeah, I'm gonna go Zeth.
You are correct.
Wow.
Heck yeah.
Can I please have more?
And I was gonna say Eddie, but Eddie would not let me watch my Red Sox.
Yeah, he wrote it down and then scratched it out and put Zeth. Are you guys leaving? Oh, you're leaving.
Yeah.
You guys have to leave? Okay, if there's any massage therapist in the audience.
Aw,
you guys
you,
were
girls.
Great.
That
thank you
wonderful.
So much for coming in.
We appreciate
very nice.
It so much.
These massage therapists came in. Where are you from? Give another shout out to your friends. You deserve it.
What's up, Scotty, EJ, Adam, Tiffany? I'm from UEI.
Scotty, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Scotty.
You know what's up. He knows why.
You guys did great. Thank you so much for coming in and doing that.
All right, take
guys.
It easy.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Yeah, you will.
Wouldn't it be funny if they were like, we weren't really massage therapists?
They're not. I don't believe they are. Yeah. There's no chance.
Next question for Rob was, you're lost in the wilderness and someone ate the last two crackers. Who do you suspect, Eddie?
Are they ham flavored?
Oh, I didn't even consider that.
I didn't either. You know what?
I didn't either. I changed
it's
my answer.
It's a good
answer.
Point.
because ham-flavored crackers exist.
They do. Actually, they do. I've seen them before.
Where have you seen ham crackers?
Lucky. Sky's the low-price leader every day.
Yes, where did you see ham crackers?
Ooh, I'm salivating. Somebody put my ham bib on.
Do tell.
Put me in my ham chair.
There's no such thing.
Ham chair.
Ramsey, forthwith to the ham chair.